Senator Udall says the region is stronger than hate and will move forward.
I would just say that this white supremacist attack on El Paso was an attack on the values that we hold dear in New Mexico and in our region. New Mexico has a proud immigrant heritage, our diversity, our community. And El Paso is like a sibling to New Mexico. And together, we are much stronger than the kind of hate we saw exhibited in this incident.
To prevent future tragedies, Udall says it's essential for the U.S. Senate to take action on legislation that has passed the House.
There are gun safety bills that have passed the House of Representatives. They're sitting on the desk of Senator McConnell. He had the majority leader has the authority to bring them up. And a lot of us have said that we should come back into session and very quickly pass these pieces of legislation. Charlottesville loophole is one that was passed by the House, and then also expanding background checks. So those are two that are sitting there and ready to go and can be sent to the president by the Senate. We also have a number of other measures that have been under consideration with hearings and a variety of inquiries and investigations. We should ban assault weapons. These are military-style weapons. They should not be used in civilian society. We should direct our federal law enforcement agencies to focus on domestic, often white, nationalist terrorism and preventing future attacks. We should ban high-capacity magazines, and we should fund gun violence research. All of these things would make a difference, I believe, in preventing some of the things that have happened across the country and that now have happened to our close neighbor here in New Mexico. And one of the victims was a New Mexican, a woman, 86 years old. We've already been contacted by her nephew, and we're sending a letter out and trying to reach out to the family and let them know how sad we are and how we're working hard to try to get something done on this issue so this doesn't have to happen again.
Udall adds on the gun issue and others, it's also important for the Senate to take action on legislation designed to reduce the influence of money in politics.
There are a number of issues like this gun violence issue that are pending before the Congress, but because of the power of special interests, the power of the wealthy, and organizations like the NRA and how much money they raise and how much they give, prevent us from doing what the people want us to do. The background check legislation that passed the House has 90% support of the people. So why isn't it getting done? The answer is very easy. Because you have very powerful interests who have significant financial resources, and they're investing those to make sure that nothing happens. So I think we could really make a difference in our democracy by exposing the dark money that's out there. This is money that's secret money that nobody knows who the donors are, and it keeps increasing every year since Citizens United ruling. We could try to do everything we can, as we've done here in New Mexico, to match small contributions so that people's small contributions mean more rather than these outlandish and very large contributions of the wealthy and the well-to-do and the special interests. So there's a lot we can do to make our democracy function a lot better so that it can do the will of the people when it comes to issues like gun safety legislation and gun violence and this epidemic of gun violence we're seeing across the country.
According to OpenSecrets.org, the National Rifle Association donated about $700,000 to federal candidates in 2018 alone, 3% to Democrats, 97% to Republicans. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.